On the newly updated White House website, President Trump's already promising to roll back efforts to fight climate change and vowing to change clean water rules. He's not the first new president to promise to reverse environmental policy, but promises are one thing, actions are another. I spoke earlier today with Jody Freeman about the historical context for what Trump is proposing. Freeman is head of the Environmental Law Program at Harvard and a former Obama advisor. She told me substantial changes to U.S. environmental policy won't take effect overnight.
The announcements may come fast and furious, but actually rolling back regulations takes some time. So, for example, he could announce if he wanted that he would withdraw the United States from the International Climate Agreement known as the Paris Agreement. But actually executing that withdrawal requires a legal process that takes 4 years. He could also announce on day one that he wants to rescind the Clean Power Plan, and he could announce that he wants to eliminate a host of other rules. But actually doing that requires the responsible agencies to go through a legal process that can take a year, sometimes 2 years, and of course can wind up being challenged and put them into courts.
Now, Ronald Reagan ran for office on a famously anti-regulatory platform. He even said trees caused more pollution than cars. So what happened on the environmental front once he took office?
Well, Reagan sought to cut EPA's and other environmental protection agency budgets severely. He appointed Ann Gorsuch to run EPA, and she was just opposed to EPA's mission from the beginning, staffed the agency with people who were opposed to the mission. They had a hit list of employees they wanted to fire or transfer. But Gorsuch was so bad that Reagan was forced to ask her to resign. So I think this is some indication of how an administration can really go too far and overreach. And if they do that, there can be a real public outcry.
I mean, Reagan had to contend with a Democratic Congress. Trump has a Republican Congress. Do you think there will be pushback, though, to Trump's environmental policy proposals?
That's a great point. You know, the break on Reagan was a Democratic Congress, and the Democrats held hearing after hearing to make sure the public understood what the Reagan administration was doing and rolling back environmental protection. We don't have that at the moment, and so I think people are a little more concerned as a result.
What about other past presidents that you can think of, their promises and the reality once they took office?
Well, if you think about the George W. Bush administration, they also came in on a somewhat anti-regulatory agenda. One of the first things they did was to block the Clinton standard on arsenic in drinking water. And that resulted in such an outcry that in the end, they wound up adopting the very same standard that Clinton had put in place.
There have been surprises in the other direction, though, presidents who were not expected to do much on the environment but ended up making big changes. I'm thinking Richard Nixon, right?
Richard Nixon absolutely created the Environmental Protection Agency. But the best example of that is actually George H.W. Bush, who wound up being one of our greatest environmental presidents as a Republican. We have seen Republicans take a lead on environmental protection. I just don't think that's what we're about to see from the Trump administration.
Trump did not mention the environment in his inaugural address today, and a December poll of Trump voters found that a majority actually supported regulations on air pollution and drinking water. Does that popular support or a lack of popular support, does it tell us anything about how much Trump will be able to change existing environmental regulations?
I think it's interesting that environment and even climate didn't play much of a role in the campaign. And I don't think anybody believes the public voted in a kind of referendum to dramatically roll back clean air, clean water, and even to really dramatically roll back climate change protection. So I think he could be checked by public reaction. And I think that if he goes too far, he could well run into a public backlash.
Jody Freeman, the director of the Harvard Law School Environmental Law and Policy Program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.